when we come together again, because he is just moving in an awesome way, and he deserves all the glory, honor, and praise. I had that picture that was up there on Sunday, and you know, when you just look into the heavens and you see the glory of God, it's like, man, Lord, you're awesome. You're awesome. You hold the stars. You hold everything in your hand. You slung the stars into the sky, and you made all things that are created, and they're all to express your glory and honor. And when you look at this marble-colored people planet called Earth, and you place man, we don't know exactly. I don't believe it's there, but, you know, I don't know everything. Because what God deals with in his word is what pertains to the earth. And when it pertains to the earth, only man did he make in his image and after his likeness. He didn't make the animals, the beasts of the field, the fish of the sea, or the birds of the air. He didn't make any of them in his image or after his likeness. Nothing in the sky is made after him or in his likeness. Nothing on earth except for man. Man is made in the image of God. And as the psalmist said, you made him a little lower than the angel, but you crowned him with glory and honor, and then put him over the works of your hand. He's given this earth to us for us to enjoy. Hallelujah. It was only sin that disrupted the plan of God, but God had a plan for that as well, redemption through his son Jesus Christ. As the Bible tells us, the first Adam, in Adam we all die, but in Christ Jesus we all live. First Adam fell. First Adam sinned. The second Adam, the Lord from heaven, he succeeded in what the Father wanted done. Hallelujah. The devil tried to tempt him. This time he came directly to God. He came directly to man. Man, God in the flesh, if you will. He came directly to him. If you be the Son of God, command these stones to become bread. And Jesus says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed out of the mouth of God. Then he took him up and, you know, tried to just tempt him in those three areas. Wanted to tempt him to bow down to him and worship him. I'll give you all of these kingdoms that have been given to me. You shall worship the Lord thy God, and only him shall you serve. And, you know, he gives him another temptation. And Jesus resists him at all of those things. And, you know, cast yourself down. It's written, he shall give his angels charge. That was the second one, I believe. Cast yourself down. It is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning you to bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Jesus was just so full of, he was the word incarnate, but just full of the word to answer the adversary. And that's our example. That's our pattern, if you will, in dealing with the devil. We don't deal with the devil by talking about how powerful the devil is. We deal with the devil by putting him in his place from what the Son of Man has already revealed concerning him. Amen? Yeah. So, again, we have his word, which is so precious, and just looking at what it has to say about our God, it's just awesome. Psalms 33, are you there? All right, let's just read for a minute. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. That word comely, it's beautiful. It's also appropriate, if you will. It's what we're supposed to do, what we're expected to do, to honor and glorify his name. Praise is comely for the upright, or the upright in heart, those whose heart is right with God, those who are righteous, righteous in his eyesight, not in our own righteousness. But rejoice in the Lord, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp. Sing unto him with the psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. Praise God. And that's for people who think that we're supposed to be silent and quiet. I didn't read it just for that, but this psalm right here is awesome in and of itself and what it reveals. But he says, sing unto him a new song, play skillfully. Skillfully, skillfully. The word says to be causatively, make well, literally, sound beautiful, or figuratively, happy, successful, right. In other words, praise is important to God. I mean, we may start off out of tune, but, you know, eventually God's going to tune us up so that our praise brings glory, and it's beautiful, it's wonderful, it's something that he wants to hear. We make, you know, there have been many people who couldn't sing and carry a tune in a bucket, but because you kept on singing, God anointed you and gave you a voice that you can really sing unto him, and people will say, oh, wow, so-and-so can really sing. Yeah. But it's something to be perfected and not something to just take lightly or for granted. It's not to be just leftovers. It's to be the best that you can bring before him. Amen. Hallelujah. Remember that the next time you're not feeling like praising God. Remember that the next time you're feeling heavy and low. Remember that. Be skillful in your praise. It not only blesses God, but it ambushes your enemy. Hallelujah. It'll turn a sad situation around. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Here we go. For the word of God is right, and all his works are done in truth. Say that to your neighbor. Is it on the board? Yeah, go ahead and read it. Say it one more time. Now, what does that mean to you? The word of the Lord is right. It's right. Meaning it's the right thing to do. So if he says, what does that verse say about loud? With a what noise? The word of the Lord is right. You have a problem with being loud before the Lord? The word of the Lord is right. You know, whatever you might think in your own opinion when it comes to the word of God, the word of the Lord is right. Now, this is a psalmist writing. Mind you, these psalms are songs that they sang, but they are based on truth. Amen. And truth will shape a culture. Truth will change lives. Truth, according to Jesus, sets people free. So if you feel like being silent, the word of the Lord is true. Then that means if you're being silent before God, you're in bondage. Yeah, but he ain't going to leave you in bondage. That's why we come to him. He tells us we're in bondage. We think we're okay. Because this is us. But we got to realize us is wrong. Why? Because the word of the Lord is what? Not. It's another word for right. Not wrong. It's correct. Now, I just use the example of being loud. Because that's an issue with some people. And I understand, because sometimes stuff can just be loud and just, you know, you can't, it just, you know, on the ears. Yeah. But if I get into a football game or go to a basketball game and my favorite player is doing what I like and you see me up there jumping up and say, yeah! Woo! Yeah! Yeah! You know, all of that kind of stuff. And yet we won't do anything for God. We get mute before him. Something's wrong with that picture. The word of the Lord is. Because see, when we get in our lane where we get excited about something, that really reveals who we are. And Jesus said, y'all in bondage. The warriors ain't done nothing to set you free. The warriors can't contend with the devil. All they could do is make you feel good while you're being tormented by the devil. Christ can deliver you from the power of the devil. Amen. Truth will set you free. And that's the whole point of it. But we haven't even got to the main point. But that word, the word of the Lord is right. He loveth righteousness and judgment. And another word for judgment is justice. God is a God of justice. We know what it is to have injustice. We see happening daily, if you will. But God is a God of justice. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. We have to watch our confession. Because the earth is still full of the goodness of the Lord. We just have to find it. And if we just look at our brothers and sisters in Christ made in the image and likeness of God, we'll see some of the goodness. Next verse, key verse here. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made. Anybody remember that little illustration I did about gravity when I jumped off the second step? It was a long jump. Praise God. It was a long jump, but I jumped. I made it too. Yeah, I tried to go up, but gravity brought me down. But gravity has no power over our words. Hallelujah. It can deal with this flesh, but it cannot deal with our word. It can hold the flesh down, but our word is free. How do you think Paul could be locked up in prison, not knowing whether he's going to get out the next day or whether they're going to kill him the next day and still be at peace? Be able to encourage believers who are out there in the free world, if you will, of their day, them being out there, and instead of him soliciting their prayers and support for him to have his faith strengthened in the Lord because of what he's dealing with these prisoners, he's up there encouraging them. The book of Ephesians, the book of Colossians, the book of Philippians, I believe, and then I believe also Philemon. Well, while he was incarcerated, and yet he's encouraging believers everywhere. He's like, I'm in chains, but the word is not chained. And so, in other words, he was still able to carry out God's will, although he was locked up in prison. He still had peace and joy in his heart while others were feeling sad and sorrowful. He's like, don't feel sad and sorrowful. He told Timothy, Timothy, don't be ashamed of me in these chains. Identify with me, if you will. Why? Because these physical things that go on, they don't define us and they cannot contain us. We still got a mouth. What's the purpose of the mouth? The purpose of the mouth is in communion with God. Prayer, if you will. Prayer is not the power, but prayer connects us to the power. The power is in God. When we pray, we connect with the power. God releases his power to be manifest here on the earth. I'm not diminishing prayer. Yes, power is released in prayer. You can even pray, and all of a sudden, boom, the Spirit of God just charges you up. But the power comes from God. And so the psalmist says this, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. And so even as I said, you know, I'm not a NASA or science student, if you will. But just to see what they, the pictures that they revealed concerning the heavens and just what we could see alone. As I said, out of Psalms chapter 8, the psalmist just looked up and, you know, looking at the moon and the stars and, you know, just considering his works. Man, Lord, this is awesome just for what I can see. Science has allowed us to see even more. And all it does is display the awesomeness and the beauty of God. And then it comes down to, what is mere man? When you look at this planet that is so filled with a lot of junk as a result of sin, and I believe if people can grab hold of this, it will really bring about some freedom and some deliverance. You know, the problem is a sin problem. It's not a race problem. It's not a poverty problem. It's not a wealthy problem. It's a sin problem. The problem is sin. In our right state with God, we love everybody. With Christ perfected in us, we're willing to help out anybody and everybody. We hate nobody. It's the sin that drives us to the division, the strife, the contention, the hatred, the bitterness, the anger. It could happen amongst our own ethnic group, if you will, or it could happen in different ethnicities. But those things are a direct result of sin, willful transgression against God. But God redeems us, brings us back to who we are, and then teaches us how we're supposed to conduct ourselves as sons and daughters of the Most High God. God is like this. This is how royalty operates. Hallelujah. This is how you were made to live. We look at it and say, can't nobody do that. Not in our own strength, because sin dominates and rules. But even as God told Cain, he said, you know, sin lies at the door. Its desire is to pounce on you, to crush you, if you will. Crush is my word. I'm not trying to add to. But to just dominate you, but you shall rule over it. We were not given dominion to be ruled over. We were given dominion to rule over. Hallelujah. Amen. And not one another. Just what God gave us in our sphere, if you will, of influence. Dominate. Hallelujah. Husbands and wives, dominate. Sons and daughters, dominate. Brothers and sisters, dominate. Church of the living God, dominate. What did they do? They went and turned the city upside down with just those few apostles, disciples that they had, starting with 12, and one was a devil. From 12 to 70, from 70 to 120, from 120 to 3,000, from 3,000 to 5,000. They just were scattered everywhere, and everywhere they went and preached the gospel and turned cities upside down to the point that they said, those men who have turned the world upside down, they're here now. And they're like, yeah, and we didn't come here just to, you know, play hopscotch, basketball, football. We came here to take over. Hallelujah. We came here to preach this gospel. Even if our lives are at stake, we run the risk because we know that there's no loss in Christ. Hallelujah. So, I'm almost done. We know how that goes. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made. So he simply spoke things into existence. And God has given us that same ability to speak. When we pray and commune with God, things happen. And all the host of them, by the breath of his mouth, he gathereth the waters of the sea together as a heap. He layeth up the depth in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. Why? For he spake and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast. That's how powerful our God is. That's how things came into existence. This is how things are held together, by the power and the authority of God's word. And guess what? When the Spirit of God comes to us, when the word of God comes to us, it does not drop its power or its glory, its ability or its might. It enters in. I'm not trying to disrespect the Holy Ghost by calling him an it, but the word and the Spirit of God coming in us possesses the same power that he has outside of us. We have God on the inside of us. And when we're praying, we're really praying and communicating with God according to God's will and God's standards and not our own. We're talking about the one who has the stars slung in the sky. We're talking about the one who has created everything that is created. We're talking about the one who in him all things are held together, as we were talking about in Colossians chapter 3, I think it is. We're talking about the one who has everything in the palm of his hands. He's on the inside of us now by his Spirit. He didn't come in to do our thing. He came in to do his thing. We see greater power, greater manifestations when we're doing his will and not our own. Amen? Hallelujah. Does it mean we don't get our needs met? No, he exceeds our needs. He blows our minds with his provision. Hallelujah. For he spake and it was done. That's Psalm 33, verse 9. He spake and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen, listen to this, to naught, meaning to nothing. Their counsel means nothing to when it's compared to the counsel of God. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. The things that they make with hands, no matter how incredible it may be, no matter how, impressed we might be with the creations or the gadgets that man has made, in the eyesight of God, it means nothing. It's just nothing. This powerful square, rectangular, it's not a square, it's a rectangular shaped object, according to the counsel of God, this device is of no effect. It's meaningless to him. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. In other words, the very things we can think about Abraham. Amen. We can think about Isaac. We can think about Jacob. We can think about Joseph. We can think about David. We can think about Jeremiah, Isaiah. We can think about the prophets. We can think about the priests, the kings, if you will. We can think about the patriarchs of old and those same thoughts that God thought toward them when he worked through them. How he worked through Deborah, how he worked through Esther, how he worked through Naomi, how he worked through Ruth, if you will. Those same thoughts that he has towards them, he has towards us too. It's for every generation. In other words, we are no different from them. They experienced the greatness of God because they were not only in line, but they were in tune with the will of God being done. They thought beyond themselves and thought on God's ways and what God wanted to do in the earth, and they yielded themselves over to it. God is the one that exalted them, and they gave him glory in their exaltation. Were they perfect? Not perfect, because many of them missed the mark. But nevertheless, their heart was perfect towards God. And that's the key. That's a big key. Hearts being perfect towards God. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever. The thoughts of his heart to all generations. That's to you and I, saints. Hallelujah. That's to you and I. Whether it be good or bad, it's to you and I. Praise God. If God was mad with them for something that they did back then, he'll be mad with us for something that we do right now. If God was happy with them, he's happy with us. You understand what I mean? He's the same. He doesn't change in that regard. It's not like, well, this generation, you know, God has just left us on our own and, you know, we just have to do the best that we can on our own. And it's like, no, the same power, same authority, same might, same dominion, same name is with us. Here we go. Verse 12, blessed, everybody say blessed. Blessed. Read it with me. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. The United States is blessed as a nation if their God is the Lord. Same thing could be said for a nation whose God is not the Lord. Cursed is the nation whose God is not the Lord. Think about that. And the people whom he had chosen for his own inheritance. Own inheritance. In other words, what God has in store and what God wants to release. We have the right mind when we say to God, Lord, give me what you want me to have and not what I'm trying to ask for you. Give me what you want me to have, because after all, this is to fulfill your will and not my own. You enlarge me that I can glorify you. You increase me that I may bring honor to your name. Hallelujah. Take it down to the, you know, all the way down to relationships. Bring people in my life that you want to bring and not those that I want to bring. Because sometimes my bringing in can be, you know, way off track. I end up bringing in some rascals, you know. Get deceived, because people can be dishonest and deceitful. And they may not be on the same level that you're on. They may not have the same passion that you have. And you end up in relationships that you ought not to be in. Lord, bring the people in my life that you want in my life. I tell them about this ministry. Lord, you send the people you want to send. We're out there preaching the word of God, which is what we should do. But you bring the people that you want here. Because they won't leave. They won't be a revolving door. They'll get planted and they'll flourish in the courts of our God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Okay, stand to your feet. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. When you get time, read all these verses. Read the whole entire psalm. Some other passages I wanted to go to, but we didn't get there. Hallelujah. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you tonight. Pray in the Holy Ghost. We thank you that as a people, Lord, we know it's written in our documents, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution of the United States of America, both built and based on Christian Judeo principles that come from your word. Your word declares that blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people you have chosen for your own inheritance. We speak that over our nation. Go ahead and prophesy it over the United States of America. Believe me, it's not prophesied enough. Go ahead and declare and decree it. Blessed is the United States of America, whose God is the Lord, and the people of this nation whom he has chosen for his inheritance. Yes, the word will talk about Israel. Blessed is the nation of Israel, whose God is the Lord, and the people he had chosen for his own inheritance. Yes, it concerns Israel, but it concerns us because we belong to the Lord. We belong to the Lord. This nation was built upon, established upon Christian Jewish principles that come from the word of God, Judeo-Christian principles. We speak it over our nation. We speak it over the United States of America. We speak blessing and favor, protection. We speak love. We speak joy. We speak peace to our nation. We speak unity to our nation. We come against hatred. We come against bitterness. We come against anger. We come against resentment. We come against division. We come against the strife and the contention based on ethnicity. We come against all manner of evil in trying to destroy a nation that God has raised up. In the name of Jesus, the Lord rebuke you, Satan, and every demonic doctrine that you have spewed and spread across our land. We declare all 50 states of this union and the territories that belong to us. We speak the power of God. We speak revival to the land. We say, blessed is the United States of America. Blessed are the people of this nation whose God is the Lord. We declare God our Father, Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals, Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace, Jehovah the Lord of Sabaoth, the Lord our God, the captain of the host of the army of the living God, rises up against the wickedness that goes on in this land. The angels of God ascend and descend over the United States of America. We rebuke the powers of this present darkness. We rebuke the voices of evil, the voices of division, the voices of hatred. We rebuke those voices that are speaking contrary to the will of God. For the word of the Lord shall stand forever. The word of the Lord shall have free course in our... Come on, somebody prophesy. Somebody declare and decree. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, let your voice be heard. Let the word of the Lord proceed out of your earthen vessel that is fit for the master's use and declare blessing over your nation. We won't give this nation over to the adversary. We speak revival, we speak refreshing, we speak renewal, we speak an outpouring of God's Spirit like the world has never seen before. We speak the will of God, the perfect will of God concerning the United States of America and her influence and impact in the world, that they just don't come to us for money, but they come to us because they know that God is with us and the gates of hell will not prevail, and every false God and every idol that has been erected in this nation, we command those idols, those demonic powers, to bow their knee to Jesus and to get out of our land. Get out of our land. Every false religion, every false teaching, every false doctrine that has been spoken in our land, we rebuke it in the name and the authority of Jesus. We speak salvation. We speak restoration. We speak reformation. We speak it in Jesus' name for the glory of God. Let God arise and all of his enemies be scattered in the name of Jesus Christ. Let righteousness reign in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let it reign in our schools. Let it reign in the elementary schools, in middle school, in junior high, in high school, in secondary education, junior colleges, state colleges, private universities, state universities. Let God reign. Let God reign. Let God reign. Oh God, rise in our nation. Rise in the White House. Rise in the state capitals. Rise in the city hall. Rise in the halls of Congress. Rise in our Supreme Court justice system. Let God be true and every man be a liar. Let righteousness fall upon this land. We uphold truth once again. Ah. Ah. Oh, let righteousness. Let righteousness take over the land, Lord. Let righteousness take over the land, Father. Let the good news of Jesus Christ spread across our land. Oh, Father, forgive us of all of our sin. Blot out all of our iniquity. Be merciful to us, Lord. We've sinned and rebelled against you. Show mercy towards us, Father. Turn this nation back to you. Turn this nation back to you. Turn this nation back to you. May we all bend our knee to the one true and living God. Humble ourselves before you and pray and seek your face. Commune with you that you may forgive our sins and heal our land. Heal us of all of the anger, the angst that is going on in the hearts of men. May we love one another instead of hating and despising and trying to destroy one another. Deliver us of this drug epidemic that has affected and just ruined so many lives. Alcohol, sexual immorality, human trafficking, Lord, sex slave trade. We have gone awry in our ways, and our conscience has become so seared that we think good is evil and evil is good. Deliver us, O God. Divided upon party lines. Oh God. May we identify ourselves with you and those that spoke over this nation. We need to speak it, and we need to speak it more, because the voices are speaking. Let's declare this is a Christian nation. Let's declare it's a godly nation. You got people that are saying, now they're trying to make all kind of excuses, saying, well, it's not a Christian nation. It's the people that are Christian and not the nation. It's like, shut up! Declare to be a Christian nation. Because if they're going to declare to be a secular nation, we better let our voices be louder. Because those demons will listen to them. But the angels will listen to us. The angels await for our orders. The angels await for our command. The angels are sent to our bidding to help us and assist us. So let us speak. Let our voice be heard as we declare and we decree. And as vision, God said, vision. It's vision time. It's vision time. It's directive of the Lord. It's the instructions of our God. It's vision time. It's time for the vision of the Lord to be cast. It's time for the vision of the Lord to be fulfilled. It's vision time. None perish, but all come to repentance in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you and give you praise, Master. We honor you and glorify your name. You be glorified. Bring the counsel of the heathen to naught. Make the devices of the people of no effect. Your kingdom come to America. Your will be done in America as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. We vow to give you all glory, honor, and praise. Anoint our hands freshly tonight to work your works, our feet to walk in the path of righteousness. carrying us where you would have us to go. Our ears to hear the voice, your still small voice. Our eyes to see in the realm of the Spirit, oh God. Anoint us with fresh oil for your glory. Do wonderful works through us. Amazing, astounding works, incredible works. Special and unusual works. In Jesus' name, I cover everyone in the precious blood of the Lamb, Father, that was here tonight and those that are still here. I speak the power of your blessing upon them, that the Lord our God bless you, keep you, make his face shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift up his countenance on you and give you his peace. The name of the Lord be over you and your household, that he may bless you, that your struggles may be over. Hallelujah. You just walk in divine victory. Hallelujah. Glory. You're a king and a priest. You're an heir of the Most High God, a joint heir with Christ Jesus. You have all things richly to enjoy. Lord, put his name over you and your household that he may bless you, that you may enjoy the goodness of the Lord while in the land of the living. And above all else, you may prosper and be in health. Prosper in the name of Jesus and be in health even as your soul prospers. Hallelujah. The Lord give you perfect peace. Hallelujah. Joy unspeakable. Full of glory be yours in Jesus' name. Everybody who agrees said amen.
Amen.
Did you receive?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Walk in it. Glory. Walk in it. Bask in it. Live in it. Love it. Share it with somebody else too.